Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway at 9:19. This Mary Griffith Show is sponsored, as it is each and every morning, by Harvest Ridge Coffee. Premier coffee roasted and delivered in small batches. We enjoy it every day here at the Radio Ranch. You can enjoy it at your home, at your office, or when you're on the run at local convenience stores. Pick up a delicious cup of Harvest Ridge coffee. Today is United Way Day. Michaela Buckley is here. I'm wearing my United Way volunteer t-shirt in black this year. They always have to change up the color so that we know which class we're in. I love it. And we're going to talk today about everything happening with the United Way. But I'm excited, Michaela. First of all, welcome.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to hear about the results of Stamp Out Hunger. This was held on the Saturday before Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. And I'm dying to know. Did you meet your goal? How did you do?
We did not meet our goal this year, but we did collect over 13,000 pounds of food, which is, you know, nothing to sneeze at for sure. So we were really excited about that. And then we distributed to over 11 pantries here. All the food stayed local. And I'll say every single pantry that came to pick up their food that day was so thankful and so excited because it's something they need. And we're going into summer. Kids will be out of school. They need food. So it was definitely appreciated, and it was cool to kind of see just how much one day of collection can do for, a lot of different people.
13,000 pounds of food collected through the courtesy of the United States Postal Workers, mm-hmm. Letter Carriers Union, and volunteers. Then that food was all taken back to the post office, was sorted and distributed to 11 different food pantries. You talk about the need. Oftentimes when people think of food pantries, they give around Thanksgiving or Christmas, mm-hmm. and then they don't think about the food pantry much. But obviously, even though many items are shelf stable, still, yeah. Green beans and corn in the can don't last that long on mm-hmm. a food pantry shelf. Talk about how the United Way coordinates this and keeps track of and helps food pantries make sure that one of the significant problems facing our community, food insecurity, if not downright hunger, mm-hmm. how the United Way helps with that.
So, yeah, we do our Stamp Out Hunger, where we coordinate with all of the food pantries, but we stay in constant contact. A lot of our partners have food pantries, think Horizons, the Catholic Charities here in town, things like that. And so we're constantly in conversations. We have meetings. We have CBC teams, Community Building Council, where a couple of the things we'll talk about is things like food insecurity and how are we going to go about that and how can we help individuals. So it's a constant thing on our mind and just a lot of collaboration between us and other agencies to see where the need is and how we can go from there.
It seems kind of it's counterintuitive because we have low unemployment. Mm-hmm. We've had rise in minimum wage, mm-hmm. and yet we seem to have more food insecurity now than we did maybe even 2 years ago. And part of the problem is the cost of just putting food on the table. Look what a gallon of milk costs, yeah. much less a pound of hamburger. I mean, I remember when I wouldn't buy hamburger unless it was 99 cents a pound. I mean, I'd stock up when mm-hmm. it was 99 cents a pound. And now, if hamburger's below $4 a pound, you're like, woo, it's on sale.
Yeah, it's a party.
We had steak last night, and I'm like excited because mm-hmm. I only had to pay $11 a pound mm-hmm. for steak. So people that have lower incomes or people that are working mm-hmm. but may have three different jobs just trying to make ends meet, these people are coming to the food pantry more regularly than maybe they did 2 to 5 years ago. It's a whole new crowd of working poor. And explain working poor and also explain, food insecurity versus abject starvation and hunger.
Yeah. Going back to the unemployment, things like that, we have what we talk about all the time is ALICE, right? Asset limited, income constrained, employed. And those are individuals who are working their tails off. A lot of them are parents. You can even be, elderly, whatever it is. It's individuals who are working all the time but can't quite make ends meet. And so when you're thinking about the food insecurity and things like that, you're looking at ALICE a lot of the times. Think about the single mom who is raising three kids and she doesn't necessarily know where her next meal is coming from. That's where those food pantries come in. So she is working. She's doing everything she can. Like you said, sometimes it's three jobs, but it's just not enough to quite make ends meet because things are very, very expensive right now.
And that's where the food pantries come in. Food insecurity versus, outright hunger and starvation. We see that in Gaza.
Yeah.
We see hunger and starvation in Gaza. We don't see that here, thank God, in our community. But food insecurity means that you're constantly on edge. You don't really know. You might know where tonight's supper's coming from, but you have no idea how you're going to put together lunch.
Yeah.
Just think about the strain that puts on a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Or think about what that does to a child who goes to bed hungry because they got something to eat,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't enough to fill their caloric need. And this is why, you know, some kids are just painstakingly thin.
Yeah.
Some of them just are picky eaters, but others just aren't getting enough calories and enough nutrition. So how does the United Way fight that food insecurity?
Well, it's a constant struggle. But like I said, leaning on local agencies, we have things like Kids Packs, who goes through Horizons now, and Horizons providing the meals. I know there's a couple other, like Salvation Army does a bread line every morning, things like that. It's just ensuring that we know where people can go, because I run the helpline. So people will call and say, where can I find a meal today, or where? And so just having that list and knowing exactly where we can send them. And like I said, just going with the CBC teams, having those discussions, who's doing what and where can I send them? It makes all the difference.
Well, I know that there's a summer feeding program and it's all over the tri-state area. There's one at the Croc Center. So anyone 18 and under can get a free hot meal every day, Monday through Friday, at the Croc Center, except for the 4th of July. My church sponsors one at Blessed Sacrament Church at 7th and Adams. So every day, Monday through Friday, kids from the neighborhood could come, or somebody can drive through and get a meal for anybody in their family 18 years and younger. It doesn't feed the parents, but it feeds the children. This is a way to fight food insecurity, mm-hmm. but we're also sitting here with Congress still in session, not totally acted on the budget bill, and everybody's on edge. What is going to be included and what is going to be cut?
Mm-hmm.
How is the United Way preparing for a good scenario versus a worst case scenario?
I mean, that's a great question. I can't speak to specifics, but we're always have our mind going on how can we help individuals, right? Our mission is to help people reach their full human potential. And so no matter what happens at the state, at the national level, we're always prepared to help those individuals in need.
I like that, to reach their full human potential.
Yeah.
You know, oftentimes when we talk about this, especially the media, we tend to say things about groups of people, like 40% of people are receiving SNAP benefits or something. And that doesn't translate to my neighbor kid is hungry, or at someone at my church is hungry, or, you know, I see people begging outside of the local fast food store, can you just buy me a hamburger? Personal experience, since I used to work at McDonald's, and I don't think my boss would mind me saying this because he's a very kind man, but there was a kid that came in a couple of times, and I mean, this kid could not afford to buy food at McDonald's. He didn't have any money. And he was young. He shouldn't have been out unsupervised.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a whole thing there. I'm not a mandated reporter.
Yeah.
So all I did was say, hey, have a seat. Here's an apple pie and here's a cheeseburger. And, you know, it's easy for me to give away food. I'm not the boss. I don't know how inventory is going to work out. We're down a cheeseburger and an apple pie, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we'll figure it out. Sometimes, you know, the other day somebody was begging for money and I did not give them money.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, why didn't you give them money? I said, if I could have, if I had the time and effort, I could have gone and bought them a meal and I would have been happy to do that. I'm not giving somebody 10 bucks.
Right.
I've just been burned too many times
and
I don't want to fuel an alcohol or drug or gambling problem when the adult is begging for food, I'm going to feed them. If they're really hungry, I'll be happy to feed you.
Right.
The United Way has a great way of working with your partner agency so that we don't have to confront people begging on the street.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody wants to be helpful, but there's an annoyance factor. We don't see it in Quincy very much, but in big cities, you see people begging on the streets all the time. And you just wonder, well, how can I guarantee that that money is going to any good cause? When you give to the United Way, you're guaranteed that somebody's making sure that money goes to the purpose that you want it to go to.
Absolutely. And I think that's what the message that we really want to get across is, a lot of people will say, well, what does the United Way do? because it's all encompassing, right?
Yes,
it's
so much.
Yes, it's so much larger than one brief elevator pitch, if you will. So I think that's a great point, Mary, is to say when you do give to the United Way, you know it's going to a good cause and it's going to support the people here in our community because everything stays local. It all goes to those agencies.
Okay. So 13,000 pounds of food distributed to 11 food pantries. That sounds like so much. It was 10,000 pounds below what their goal was, I think.
Yeah.
So they raised a little over half of what they had hoped for. And again, that doesn't mean that just because that food drive is over that you can't give to your local food pantry.
Absolutely.
Pick a food pantry that you like, that you trust. Call the United Way and ask Michaela Buckley for a food pantry that you can donate to mm-hmm. on a regular basis. I know my church has one that just sits out in front of our church.
Yeah.
And, you know, we go to church on Saturday night, and every once in a while I'll go through the pantry and say, I've got too much of this or not mm-hmm. enough, you know, and yeah. I'll just put it out there. And amazingly, by the end of church, it's gone.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say is we think about the food pantries. We don't think about the take. Give and take pantries that are out in front of churches, schools, things like that. I know I've filled those on multiple occasions, and you're right. You will fill it, and you'll come back an hour later, and there's maybe one can of green beans left. And that tells you just how significant those are and how much people need the food. So, yes, it's great to give directly to food pantries, but also don't forget those give and take that are on the corner.
It's very important. And again, you know, feeding people means putting food in their stomach, not giving them cash because they're begging on the street. You know, that's just my little, I mean, it is hard to turn people down, but if you really want to make sure that they're getting in a matrix of help,
mm-hmm.
because if you're out begging on the street, you've got a lot of problems, and United Way has a lot of resources to help those problems.
We do, and I say all the time, Adams County is rich with resources. A lot of people just don't know what they are, and so that's where United Way and our helpline come in, because you can call, and I'll certainly help point you in the right direction at those resources.
You know, I'm haughty enough to think, well, I would never have to use a food pantry. So to tell you the truth, even though I know where a few of them are, mm-hmm. I have no idea when they distribute or what I could get if I go
right.
there. Because I'm haughty enough to think, well, I'll never need that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're all about three paychecks away from needing that.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, find out a little mm-hmm. bit about a local food pantry. Go down and volunteer at a local
yes.
food pantry. Give to a local food pantry and know some food pantries around so that if you meet someone who's struggling, you can say, have you tried this? Have you tried this?
Right.
This is a place you might be able to get help. And take that United Way helpline number,
mm-hmm.
keep it in your wallet, and if somebody really looks like they're in need, say, look, these people can not only give you food, but they can put shoes on your feet, they can put you in a bed for the night, mm-hmm. and they can help you get drug counseling or get a job or whatever needs to be done. So many people say, well, those people should just work.
Yeah.
Well, if your car breaks down and you can't get out to the factory, you can walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I've encouraged people to do that. I mean, I remember one guy, the day this guy was begging me for money to put gas in his car. And I said, you know, it's funny, I'm walking to work today. I said, I don't mean to be rude, but, you know, what time are you supposed to be at work? He told me, I said, you know, if you start right now, you'll make it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't solve your problem in the long term.
Sure.
But again, you don't want to be cruel to people, but you also want to help them solve the problem in the long term. Because
mm-hmm.
just giving somebody a money for gas doesn't solve their long-term problem, which mm-hmm. is they cannot afford that mode of transportation. What can they do instead?
Yeah, and that's what we talk about a lot is we want to provide long-term help. We want to make sure that we're not just putting a Band-Aid over a bullet hole. We're giving you everything you need to set you up. So it's a great point is we're always – that's our goal too when we're helping individuals is how can we help you in the long run, not just for, you know, a one-night fix.
I like that Band-Aid over the bullet hole. I've never heard that before, and that's a pretty good way to describe it. We want to touch on the Joe Bonansinga Award. We announced here on WT80 Radio that Jim Mantesti
mm-hmm.
Was the winner of that. He's been very active, not only in his business life, with bringing in more
mm-hmm.
jobs to Quincy, helping enrich our economy. Everybody wants to work. I don't think people want to not work.
Right.
So he's done that. He's also done a lot of charitable giving in his life. You know, anything else you want to say about the Joe Bonansinga Award and our recipient this year, Jim Mantesti?
I mean, Jim was so, you know, willing and so he absolutely deserved this award, right? And knowing that he worked alongside Joe Bonansinga all those years, I think it was cool and kind of serendipitous in a way. But it was a very cool day. We did it last Tuesday. And just seeing everyone come up and honor him and be so excited for him and the utter joy was something truly special. So we're really excited that we get to help facilitate that.
Won't be many who can remember Joe Bonansinga.
We did ask for people to raise their hands if they'd ever met Joe.
Yeah. Thanks to Joe Bonansinga, I got to ride my first circus elephant.
Well, there we go. There's
now,
a story.
There's a story. Well, I remember when I was really little, 12 years old, we had a walk for hunger. Mm-hmm. And you could walk 25 miles and you had to go get pledges. And I marched my little Mary Griffith self down to WGEM television and made an appointment to see the general manager, Joe Bonansinga, and asked WGEM to sponsor me in the Walk for Hunger.
That's amazing.
And, you know, I didn't know what to ask him for because I had no concept really of how much things cost. And I think he gave me 50 cents a mile or something like that, which a 25-mile walk, I was going to make $12.50.
Yeah.
It was like, woo-hoo! You know, and I got some other pledges, of course, too. But you remember that kind of kindness, and you remember that. And then you remember when Joe used to bring the circus to town all the time, and I got to ride the elephant with my goddaughter. And what a thrill. Of course, the whole time I'm up there, I'm like thinking, news headline.
Yeah.
Terrible godmother and goddaughter killed when rampaging elephant sees peanut in crowd and goes berserk. So I must admit that as much fun as it was, I would have probably had more fun if I hadn't brought Beth with me.
Yeah.
Because now I'm like, I don't think I'll be trampled by an elephant. I can jump clear. But I'm like, what am I doing? I'm on top of an elephant.
You know? I would not be able to calm down the whole time, but I would never forget it.
I had a great outfit, big feathers in my hair and the whole bit, you know.
Well, that's what matters.
However, I must admit, I wasn't riding like on the elephant like the circus ladies do, where we just sit with our knees behind their ears.
Yeah.
They had a little saddle thing for
me to hold on to.
Yeah, we had little rails on our saddle so we could hold on. So it was really fun. So congratulations to Jim Mantesti. There's another guy whose story is, you know, he came here to Quincy to better its life through a college education. He ended up loving the community. He ended up staying. He ended up doing better than his parents. There's a lot of pride in that, you know, in that pull yourself up, get a good education, get a job, and contribute to society. Before I let Michaela Buckley go, I want to talk about the Day of Caring, June 6th. We've talked about this last month on the Mary Griffith Show. This Day of Caring is a way for people to go out and really get to see what some of these agencies do and to also do favors for them that would cost them a lot of money if they had to hire this out by a professional contractor. Like I remember one year my group and I, we painted interior walls at Quinata.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun because, first of all, we got to see what Quinata looks like inside. Most people don't have that privilege.
Right.
You know, one year we washed some vans or something for the Y or wash their bust. I mean, it's stuff that brings you together as a team. It's also stuff that helps that community. So tell us a little bit about June 6th. And most importantly, if we're not already involved, how can we get involved, Michaela?
Yeah, getting involved starts with, you know, calling that helpline. I keep saying it, but call the helpline, talk to me. We can discuss kind of where to go and who to hook you up with if you'd like to volunteer that day. But we have over 20 projects this year. We have 16 businesses, two volunteer organizations ready to lend a hand and help out. And you hit the nail on the head when you said that it's a way to kind of see the inside. I always say it's great to volunteer. You have a heart for, let's say, Quinata. But until you can go there, see exactly what they do, really get in there, it doesn't quite set in. So being able to go and do these projects and just see the underbelly of what all these agencies are doing is truly incredible. And we're really excited this year. We're getting out into the county more. We're really outreaching and we're going out. We have a couple different projects in the Minden Ursa area. We are in Camp Point. We're in Liberty. So we're really trying to reach out and let you know we are the Adams County United Way and we're here for everyone.
That is so true. You know, Quincy gets, I mean, we have the biggest population and most people work here.
Right.
So, but we have a lot of things that are necessary. I mean, we joke, but the Lorain Fire Department is one of the most critical fire departments now in Adams County since they built 336,
right?
It's not their fault that they now have one of the biggest responses, but they get it and they're expected to do it. And so there's a lot of smaller towns where It might be a bedroom community, but that's where their Girl Scout meetings are. That's where their 4-H meetings are. That's where their daycares are. That's where things are happening, and they need support too. Give us that helpline number before we let you go.
Yeah, so call 217-224-1223, and I'm happy to point you in the direction of any resources or sign you up for Day of Caring, whatever it is. We're happy to help.
217-224-1223. The Day of Caring is June 6th. And tell you, if that doesn't work out for you, trust me, they have all kinds of things that people can do for them.
Absolutely.
And they'll be more than happy to find an area where you as an individual or your family or whatever can help contribute. Michaela, thank you so very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
We're going to take a break. We're going to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative. This report is brought to you by Rex Battery. One of my favorite folks in the whole world is here, and it's a surprise that she's here. I didn't know she was coming. Maria Eckert is here. Is there any truth you're just coming to announce that it's your birthday tomorrow so you can get all kinds of presents? Is that the purpose of this visit?
Well, no, that's not the purpose of the visit, but yeah, it is my birthday tomorrow.
Okay. So if you want to give Maria presents tomorrow, please do. But she's basically here to talk about one of her favorite charities and one of mine too, and that is the Teresa Adams Home on the campus of Blessing Hospital. It's a hotel-like facility, but has a very comfy home atmosphere. And it's for people who are, some of them in crisis. Some of them, I've got a medical emergency. I was called to the emergency room from 300 miles away because somebody, you know, was in a car accident or somebody was here or somebody was there. And I don't know what I'm going to do, and there's a place for me to stay. And then for other people, it's just, well, I have outpatient surgery, and I can't make it home that night. I don't want to drive. I'll spend the night at the Teresa Adams home. And then for other people, they're visiting family members who are in mental health services at Chaddock, and they want to spend the weekend with their kids.
Yep.
It's a place for them to go. So the Teresa Adams home is a lot of things to a lot of people.
It is.
And you and I have shared our personal stories. Okay. We've had to use a home like this.
Yes, we have.
In St. Louis and in Chicago. And let me tell you, when that beacon of light is there and that care worker, that case coordinator says, don't try to find a hotel at midnight. We've got a place for you to stay right here on the hospital campus.
Yeah.
We'll escort you to the room. We'll make sure you're comfortable, and you'll be right by your loved one. If something happens, you can get right back to their room.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a lifesaver for me when I had it. It was an absolute lifesaver, and I will always be indebted to them for that.
Yeah, Chicago Masonic Hospital provided that for my family, and fortunately, they also saved my brother's life, so that was good.
That was good, too.
That was good, too. Yeah. I mean, the hotel room was nice, but not that nice, you know. Well, I remember the TV wouldn't turn off. We had no knob.
Mm-hmm.
So the maintenance man used a pliers to turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could control the volume, but we couldn't turn it off because we didn't have a plier. Mm-hmm. So we just put two blankets over it to, you know, make sure that the light didn't bother us.
Hey, you do what you have to do sometimes.
And, you know, and my
it
dad
worked.
Was not going to miss football. I mean, you
right.
know, there was just no way. So turn that damn thing on and we'll figure it out. But we're going to talk about a fundraiser at Teresa Adams House. It's coming up on Thursday. I think it's June 5th.
Yes, it
yes.
is.
Yes. Okay. Now, I've gone to this for several years. I won't be able to go this year.
I thought I could go. Oh, I hate that you can't
make
it.
Well, I might be able to we'll see.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's my family reunion's happening, and I have I have to entertain children.
Totally
from out
that.
Of town. I don't think we want children running through Freeze Ornamental Nursery.
Totally understand that.
But it's at Freeze Ornamental Nursery, which is the most perfect setting because they don't have to decorate.
They have permanent decorations.
They have permanent decorations, and they change all the time.
They do.
Has been very gracious to allow you to have this fundraiser for the Teresa Adams Home on Thursday night, June 5th. And not only can you stroll through the beautiful gardens, see the trees, see the flowers, see the waterscape, see all the stuff that they've got there, but it's very comfortable, lots of seating, and there's food and drink.
Yes, there is.
Talk about that.
And we also have entertainment this year.
Yes, talk about
that. We have Liz Bentley, who's going to be there performing for us that evening from 5:30 to 7:30, which we're very excited about. We're going to have, as you say, food and drink there. So it'll be all kinds of garden type, spring-like kind of stuff that you would have like at a garden party and things. So we've got that type of food and stuff that's going to be there. So we're really excited about that. There are plenty of places to sit. We will have some additional seating there. We'll have like some lawn chairs or stuff. But they do have really nice chairs there that they sell them. But
that's okay. You can test it out.
There's chairs and stuff there. There's all types of things to go shopping for. One of the things we've added this year that we haven't had in the past is we're going to have a live auction. And we have several items on our live auction that we're really excited about. We've got some Italian art that is going to be auctioned off. We have an acrylic painting that was done by an artist that is absolutely beautiful. This artist happens to live in Arizona, but she is an artist and she does beautiful work. We have baseball tickets. We have golf packages. We have, you know, all kinds of things. We have a bottle of libations that will be for that we can auction off as well. So we're really excited about it. It's kind of a new twist to what we've done in the past, but we thought it might add some fun to it and stuff. So,
well, you've had wine pulls in the past where you pay $20 and you get a bottle of wine that's pretty much guaranteed to be worth more than $20 because they're all donated. And so at the live auction, obviously, some of these items are priceless in a sense because, like this acrylic painting from this Arizona artist, there's probably a value that can be placed on it, but if you like it and it's the only place you can get it, you know,
that's
where you go to Teresa Adams' home. And of course, baseball tickets and stuff like that. Again, not necessarily mundane. The Cardinals aren't doing so great this year, but still, if you get free tickets down to Busch Stadium, that's half the battle because you already got to spend $15 for a beer. So
in my mind, there's never a bad day at the ballpark.
No.
Even if they're not winning, there's never a bad day at the ballpark.
I'm with you on that, my friend. Now, one of the other things is, speaking of libations, the Hawbrick boys have always been nice enough to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about that is they have alcoholic beverages there. Mm-hmm. But they also let you kind of sample because, you know, sometimes I'm not going to go buy a six-pack of whatever, you know.
But you can try it.
Vodka prune juice or whatever, you know, because I don't know if I'll like it or not. But you can try a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then if you like it, you can try a little bit more. Yeah. And it's all included in the price of your
tickets.
It is.
It's all included in the price of the tickets. And we also have the liquor booth is going to be there as well. And it's the tickets are only $40. And actually, that $40 represent is that's what it cost a night to stay at the Therese Adams house. However, if you can't afford it, there are scholarships and stuff that are available as well. No one is ever going to get turned away. That's just not what the house
unless
does.
Unless there's no room. You built a much bigger house, but...
There is. We have 8 rooms, and they're beautiful rooms. Sometimes we are full. I mean, that does happen. But they will do their best to help with whatever. If they are full, they'll do their best to help see if they can find you someplace.
Sure. 8 rooms is better than 4.
Yes.
And this is, you know, the thing I like about this is you must raise money every year to pay for this home's operation.
Mm-hmm.
Blessing Hospital helps. Mm-hmm. The home was built by a generous donation by the Teresa Adams family and others.
Mm-hmm.
You're debt free, aren't you? Do you still have a mortgage on that house?
That I can't answer, Mary. I don't know for sure.
I think we're debt free.
But you still have all the have to run it.
Electricity.
Right.
Housekeeping. Mm-hmm. We ran a story this morning announcing that you were going to come on today to talk about this event and saying that, you know, if you can be the concierge and greet them at the desk, if you can be the person who says, here's a restaurant nearby that I recommend, if you can be the one that runs the Swiffer around the room, granted, they do have full housekeeping from Blessing that's sanitary and clean and everything like that. But just the little day-to-day
stuff. There's still a lot of things that need to be done. And
we have
some wonderful volunteers that are there helping, which if I'll put in a plug for our volunteers. If you would like, the house is always looking for more volunteers, and it is a very rewarding thing. You can work as much as you want, or as little as you want.
Almost whatever
hours you can. They'll try to accommodate you and help you. So if you've got some extra time on your hands and you want to do something good, they would love to have you come and volunteer there as well. The other thing, Mary, I wanted to make sure I told everybody about was with the auction, you can also, there's going to be online as well. You can also make bids online, which is really nice. I mean, if for some reason you can't make it to the event, and we're going to have the items and everything posted on Facebook and stuff so you can see ahead of time what the items are, and you'd like to make a bid, you can either put a bid in that says, this is the maximum I'll go on something, or you can put a bid in and you can watch it as it's going along, and you can, during the evening, you say, hey, what's the bid at? You can text them and say, what's the bid? They can change your bid, add your bid to it, or whatever. I mean, we're trying to make it as easy as we can.
And that has become very popular. So in other words, if I said the maximum I want to spend on this is $300, but the live top bid was only $200, okay, I would just outbid that live bid. I wouldn't have to pay the full $300.
Right.
So
yeah.
Don't worry, you know, if you really want something, put up top price that you would really be willing to pay.
That is what we would recommend
because if you're not outbid, then you don't have to pay that full amount.
Right. Well, so that's what it'd be. So we're really looking forward to it. Like I said, we're all really excited about it, and the weather should be gorgeous.
Let's talk about food.
The food is going to be. We've got all different kinds of samples. There's like little cake things. There's fruit. There's like veggies. There's all
kinds. Real protein.
There's all kinds of food there. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, I tell you, my husband and I, this is one of our favorite events to go to every year. We love it because we take our own lawn chairs, and then we set our lawn chairs up, and then if nobody's sitting in the really comfortable chairs, we go over there. And then if somebody comes along and they need to sit in a comfortable chair, my husband and I get up and go back to our lawn chair, you know. I mean, we only live. I mean, this is so funny. We're the only people that probably drive there. We live a block away, but, you know. Because if I buy something, I'm not walking down Cook's Lane holding on to it.
My husband's
like, you know, we could really save a lot of money if we would just walk there tonight. And I said, no, let's take the car.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. So there's lots of food and lots of drink. It's all included in that $40 price.
It is.
There is a live auction this year, and there's some great items on that live auction. You can check it out at the Teresa Adams Home Facebook page.
Yes.
They'll be up there for you to peruse and think about what you might want to spend on those items. The $40, of course, pays for a night's lodging for someone who will probably never be you because you live here.
Right.
But it could be somebody coming to stay, you know, to be at the bedside of a loved one to give them comfort when they were, you know, into, you know, a cancer diagnosis or a traffic accident or just anything horrible that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible to think about, but almost anything can happen that can force you into
absolutely.
The Teresa Adams home. And that's why it's a comfy environment. There's snack foods there. There's a microwave there. They keep like little mac and cheese bowls on hand and stuff like that. It's really, for people in a desperate situation, it really is a wonderful comfort and choice of comfort. How can we get the $40 tickets for this for June 5th?
Well, you can either call any of the board members. You can call the house. They have them available at the house that you can also call there to get. Or you can go online. There's a QR code and stuff out there. You can go online and you can order them online.
Okay. Do you know the number of the house? I bet you don't.
I do.
Oh my gosh. I'm so impressed.
I do. It's 217-430-0598.
217-430-0598.
And that number is also the one that you can text for to make your bid for the live auction as well.
Okay. Somebody will be watching.
Yes.
They'll always be watching.
Yes.
Folks, if you really want a beautiful evening, rain or shine, because they have under the greenhouse.
It's one of those things. We're going to have this event no matter what it does, because if it is raining, we just move it into the greenhouse.
Just move it into the greenhouse.
And you know, it's perfect. It's absolutely perfect place. There is one other thing I need to do, Mary. I've got to thank our sponsors.
Oh, please do.
Because we have some fantastic people who are wonderful sponsors. We have Blessing Health System. We have Emerald City Jewelers. We have the Blessings Volunteers in Partnership, who is part of ours. First Bankers Trust Company. Hallbricks. The Liquor Booth. Quincy Recycle, and TI Trust, who are all our major sponsors. And then we have some people who are sponsors as well as their friends of the Teresa Adams House who have helped us out as well, and that is State Street Bank, Air Specialist, Winters LLP, and Craig Industries. And we would like to say thank you to all of our sponsors for all of your support. We could not do this without them.
Folks, I hope you never need it, but if somebody does need it in your family or in your extended family, I'm glad the Teresa Adams House is there right on the campus of Blessing Hospital. Anybody can use it. Quincy Medical Group, Chaddock, Veterans Home,
it doesn't matter.
Get your tickets now at 217-430-0598. Thank you very much and have a great day.